For the delay in the pizza, but it's on the way, and we'll make sure that everybody gets fed. My name is Rick Witham. I am a member of the U.S. Developer Experience team based here in San Francisco. I am part of the go-to-market team, and I focus on commercial ISVs. So I'll talk a little bit about how Microsoft goes to market with our developer partners and folks who invest in our platforms. Any questions before we begin? I got about maybe 8 or 10 slides to help focus the conversation, but we're leaving plenty of time for Q&A if you have questions about this. Okay? All right, let's go. So what do we mean by go-to-market? What does that mean? How does Microsoft look at go-to-market with our developer partners and solution providers? And it's really a combination of, one, the solution that you have developed on our platform combined with folks like myself and other folks like me who are specifically focused on helping our solution providers and our partners go to market. And so the idea is that together we can help you reach more customers than you could organically or through your own efforts or through our own efforts. So we've had some really nice success here across the spectrum from startups all the way up to highly established organizations. They see the value in it, and they say, you know, it's one thing if I was just building my application, but the fact that you're investing and go to market with me, that's why I'm talking with you folks, because you can definitely see, I can definitely reach more partners and more customers with you than without you. So how many folks are working on applications right now, working on solutions right now? Show of hands. Great. Commercial versus consumer, let me just get a feel for the room. How many are working on consumer applications? Were you selling directly to consumers? Commercial apps? All right, it's mostly commercial. Great. So we really separate consumer and commercial because it's really, in terms of the assets that Microsoft uses and the paths to market are really different. So from the consumer side, we do a lot of work, obviously, with our marketplace. Focus on Windows applications, and that's our primary path to market. There's also a path to market for Office applications as well. But if you take a look at some of the assets, some of the things that we do some pre-launch and promotion. We do think about this not in kind of weekly times, but we take a look at it both the near and long term. So we're looking really about 18 months out when we partner with a partner. To think about 18 months out, what's our long-term vision, and what's our criteria for success together? That's what we think about. And we put together a plan, a T2 plus 18-month joint GTM plan to say, okay, what does that success look like? What are the assets that you're bringing to the table? Who are the customers you're trying to reach? And really put together a really focused plan to help you achieve those metrics for success that we share. Right? So it comes from store merchandising, perhaps some placement in the store, and some slots in the store to promote the application. There's in-product promotion and in-app promotion. Microsoft has a bunch of retail stores, obviously, so there are opportunities to promote applications and solutions at retail with store reps when they're talking to a customer. I would like to provide them with a list of different types of solutions so that no matter who walks through that door, they've got a great story to tell in addition to the solution and the hardware solutions that we sell at store. There's some great software solutions to help tell a compelling story. On the commercial side, it's a little bit more complicated depending on the type of solution you have, your path to market, who you're targeting, but there's a whole host of different services. You've got, when we split it really into co-marketing and co-selling. Co-marketing, a lot of the same elements that we have on the consumer side. We're thinking about, again, that 18-month plan, but we try to get really crystal on who you're targeting, what audience are you going after, but also how do you sell? How are you planning on selling? Are you planning on going direct to commercial businesses? Or are you planning on using an SI channel, a systems integrator, right, or a local or a national partner. And then we also get into a lot of co-selling. So there's an app catalog that we have for a lot of our commercial solutions that is being leveraged not only by large companies like a McKesson or a Visa, who Microsoft has great relationships with, but they're also being used by our sales reps. So reps are going in and they're going in and selling, say, a SQL solution or Azure or they're trying to sell a CRM solution, and they're thinking about how do I tell a story. So they're always looking for solutions that work with our Microsoft solutions to tell a compelling consumer story. Right, so a lot of that's where a lot of the value in the commercial side of the business is leveraging the sellers that we have in the field. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. So when we talk about GTM and partnering with our solution providers, we're really talking about trying to get folks GTM ready. And it's not as easy as just, I think, preparing your solution and dropping it into the channel. Right? There's a lot of work that goes into kind of getting the solution prepared, having those discussions about who you're kind of who you're targeting and what sort of how you're going to reach those customers. Right? And the value is really around these four assets: joint launch and GTM planning. When you're GTM ready, you also have the ability to do global expansion. So obviously Microsoft is doing business in a large number of countries around the globe. You can leverage this big machine that is the Microsoft go-to-market channel and all our sellers around the globe and leverage the geographic expansion. Also gives you some formalized lead sharing. We've got a system in place where if somebody, say, in Brazil is selling Azure and they have they see an opportunity to sell one of our ISV partner solutions, they can enter that lead into a tool, and that will go directly to our ISV partner, no matter where they are in the world, and say, hey, I've got an opportunity. Can you tell me a little bit more about your solution so I can target it for this customer? Right? And that's a way for us to help each other. We're growing the whole ecosystem around that. We're not only selling our solutions to this commercial partner, but we're also selling our ISV solutions as well. So it's a win-win. And there's also, we've talked a little bit about this, the customer and channel access. And these kind of four elements are all around giving you a higher return on the investment, right, that you're making in the Microsoft platforms, making sure you get a healthy ROI so that you continue to invest in the Microsoft platforms, and also give you revenue growth that you might not achieve unless you partnered with us. Right? Any questions so far about this? All right, we'll keep going. So there's really three stages, what we call go-to-market, go-to-market readiness. The first is co-marketing ready, which means you're discoverable by Microsoft marketers. It drives general awareness of the solution on Microsoft's platform. Right? And for a lot of folks in the market, this is plenty. Through the campaigns that we run, through social channels and digital marketing, through events, and kind of these halo marketing campaigns that we leverage our partners. This oftentimes generates plenty of leads, especially early stage companies where you might not need the stair step. There's plenty of folks who are very happy with the engagement that they get here in terms of the number of leads that are being driven, but it's also, it's kind of a halo effect of my brand with Microsoft's brand is generating me leads. It's providing me credibility, helps with funding, it helps with a variety of different other opportunities that give you a good return on your investment. But if you want to go up this food chain as the business matures, as we see our partners' businesses mature, they want to take advantage of the additional benefits. So you see, co-sell ready means it's, you know, co-marketing plus you're featured with 30,000 plus sellers. So we pull some information together from you, work on some materials together, and that gets seeded out to 30,000 sellers around the world. So we've got folks, more than 40,000 now who are knocking on customers' doors and talking with customers every single day. And they're not just talking about Microsoft solutions, right? They're not just out there selling Azure. They're selling a solution with Azure. And they're selling a solution with CRM, right? A lot of proactive outreach to not only our customers, but also our sellers as well, to help them get up to speed and be aware of not just Microsoft solutions, but our best partner solutions to help them sell. And then final piece is co-sell recommended, where you're included in specific campaigns to educate our sellers even more and become experts on your solution. So again, it all depends, and all of these are related to different stages of readiness on our partner's part. Right, and the investments they're making in the platform, and the investments they're making in their own go-to-market solutions. Right? So there's five steps to get ready. Right? The first one is releasing your app or service on our technologies, building it and releasing it on our technologies and starting to promote it. That's step one, pretty self-explanatory. The next is to kind of co-author a joint GTM plan, you know, for 90 days. Let's focus on the first 90 days. And oftentimes those 90 days are where you're trying a lot of different things. You're taking advantage of the different assets that you have and that we have, and we're trying a variety of different things to see what works. And from there, we build a longer-term plan based on what works and what's not working. Kind of a lessons learned approach. And from there, we'll be able to, I think, leverage, you know, where do we want to scale? What do we want to pull back on? And really figure out how we want to hone in on what's going to be that magic. And it's going to vary depending on the stages. If you have a new release, we might want to repeat a few things. If you're growing your product portfolio and having multiple releases, are there some different things that we want to do maybe around events, grow from maybe the initial social marketing or digital marketing campaign into events or getting placement at store or doing some co-marketing even with another ISV or one of our SI partners. Third is making sure you know who your target audience is. This is where I think a lot of companies in my experience get hung up. They're not crystal clear on who they're selling to and who ultimately is the buyer. Right? It's really incredibly clear to have a lot of conversations, get crystal clear about who is your buyer, who is going to purchase your solution. Right? There might be influencers who you think are really the buyer, but ultimately a lot of the early stage companies we work with, it goes through an evolution of, well, we think it's this person. They do some direct digital campaigns or they do some direct email campaigns. There's actually one of our providers who's doing, they're actually sending tablet PCs, surfaces, to a partner, but it's an empty box. And they say, hey, I'd love to fill this box for you if you just take a meeting with me. And it's going out to, say, VP of procurements or head of IT, right? That's a way to get a meeting. And they've been testing this, and it's actually been quite successful. So again, it's going to vary depending on who your target audience is, but we really want you to hone in and get really crystal clear on who are you selling to, right? The next is get GTM materials ready 2 weeks prior to launch. So make sure that you've got your messages really crisp and clear, and we have templates that we work with partners on that we know work, that not only educate our field, but also resonate with customers. And we've got co-branded materials and templates that we leverage where you plug in your product information. It's got your logo on it, the Microsoft branded logo on it. And it's really crafted for the target audience depending on who you're going after. You got to have those ready. And then you do pipeline reviews. So as we get kicked off and we start doing these go-to-market plans, we're making sure we're constantly examining what sort of results are we seeing in the field, the different elements of the campaign that are hitting, how are those landing, are we seeing results, is there a delay in those results? Typically, depending on the channel that we're leveraging and the tools we're leveraging, some will hit immediately, like a digital campaign or a social campaign, the number of tweets. Some take a little bit longer to roll out. So it's constantly evaluating, when are the campaigns hitting? What sort of results are we seeing? What does the pipeline look like? Are we being successful? Do we need to try something else? Do we need to double down in different areas? So there's a constant discussion and a constant examination of the campaigns and what's happening. The first one?
Yeah.
It depends on, so the question was, what Microsoft technologies are we referring to here? It really depends on the product. Some folks are building their solutions and tying it to our SQL product, right, our database product. Other folks are focused on Azure, right, and helping their solution run on our cloud. Some folks are tying their solution to expanding along our Office 365 offering or our CRM product offering. Right? All of those are examples of the technology, right? Some are just a consumer application they're building on Windows 10. That's it, right? Any other questions before we move? Glad the pizza arrived. I was worried about we were going to have a revolt on our hands. So a couple of tips for what makes a successful GTM. First is, again, we talked about this, clarity on target audience. I don't think we need to dwell on that at all. I think the other is setting clear expectations. A lot of companies I work with, they're really anxious to go to market with us across the entire US or globally right off the bat. Oftentimes what we find is that the folks don't have the resources to capture a lot of these leads yet. So what we try to do is start slowly, especially when we're first launching, we're first partnering with folks, is we really want to understand, again, validate the target audience, validate how we're reaching that target audience and the results, and then expand. So the idea is to land in a couple of different districts first, oftentimes, see how that does, see how the sellers are responding, see how the market in that particular area is responding, and then we'll expand from there. But we like to take a measured approach, and we try to have some clear expectations on what is success going to look like when we do this. Right? But it's really clear, in addition to the clear audience, is what are the expectations? What's a good return on the investment? Some folks are expecting, say, 1,000 people to show up to a webinar. That might not be realistic. We want to make sure that we take, you know, let's do a couple and see how many people we get initially and take it from there. Nail your niche and then scale. That's the third element. So understand, again, who you're talking to, what sort of segment of the market you're operating in, who are you competing with. Nail that. Be really clear about drawing a box around that and nailing that. Right? And then grow from there. And the third piece is temper passion with patience. Microsoft is a big company. We are a massive machine that provides a lot of scale across the U.S., across hundreds of countries. It takes a while to get the machine up and running, right? So that's what we have to do. We have to be passionate. We have to move as quickly as we can. We're not as agile as some of the folks in the room here who can make a decision and ship your product, make a product tweak, and off you go. But there are some advantages of the scale. Some of the disadvantages, sometimes it takes a while to build up steam. But once that locomotive gets going, it's incredibly powerful in terms of driving leads and driving awareness. Right? All right, let's talk about some launch basics. So a couple of examples. Apple today on Twitter, using our promotion engines. We did something with GitHub where we had about 500,000 average social impressions when they were targeting a partner tweet on Azure, right? So gives you an idea of some of the scale that we have. We've got an app catalog that is focused on commercial applications and is focused, again, not only on our sellers, but also our customers. Since we think about this as a marketplace for Azure applications for commercial. And it's featured, we can feature folks, GTM Ready partners as part of an app showcase. And again, we support this with PR and with sales initiatives and co-marketing initiatives to draw awareness for this app catalog. We also do partner-led events, whether at a Microsoft office, a Microsoft retail location, or some sort of a joint-branded event. But these have been really popular. We get a really nice attendee-to-lead conversion for folks, which is it's great when you hold an event together. Again, we're getting highly qualified. We're really good at kind of targeting the audience for these types of events. You know, based on, you know, again, what we talked about earlier is who's the target audience. We're really good about qualifying these leads, getting the right people there, and making sure that those folks who are attending the event actually turn into a lead for you. So a couple of successes. So Barracuda. They recently featured at our sales conference last summer. They've had incredible success. It was one of those folks who we partnered very early with. But if you see some of the numbers up on the screen, 450% year-over-year revenue growth through some of our go-to-market activities. Right? In terms of the leads, the quality opportunities, the win rates, they're having a tremendous amount of success. And one of our early successes, we've got a host of others behind this, especially in the commercial side where Microsoft has a very mature channel. We've got a lot of different ways to touch our customers, and we're leveraging those to deliver some results for our partners. Another one is AlertLogic. Again, built more around a social campaign that we led with them. You can see some of the leads through the Build Showcase. We just had Build last week here in San Francisco. So we had some views and Twitter impressions from Channel 9. Again, we did a webinar and a co-branded landing page on websites, which helps us really measure these leads as well. And that's, this is one of, I think, the fundamentals, especially in an early campaign, is a co-branded landing page to really measure impact. So what to do, what do you want to check out after today? We'll share this, but I'll go to microsoftgotomarket.com and get familiar with some of these links and resources. This will help you, I think, think about some of the lessons we talked about today. Some great resources are up here. Register for our community calls, subscribe to our monthly newsletter. But again, some, you know, four fundamental things I think you can start with to start, again, thinking about how this strategy can benefit you folks and your efforts. So I know it's quick. I ripped through that quite a bit. We've got time for Q&A. So I'm happy to answer any questions you've got. Happy to entertain you over some pizza. We also want to make sure that you fill out a survey. And is that right? This is we're going to be raffling this baby off.
Memory
this is soft. Very soft and cushy. In fact, I might replace my pillow at home with this.
So that's a survey link. It's really easy. We'll all be maybe at 12:45. Give you 10 minutes to fill it out. I'll be wrapping this off for you.
Awesome. Any questions? I went through that really quickly. Yeah, sure. It's a great question. So the question was, what do we do about if, how do we manage multiple partners who are in the same space? So for example, there's three big partners we're working with who are Apache Hadoop Big Data Solutions. And we offer the same solutions to all of them. And it turns out they all have slightly different ways of going to market. They're all leveraging different SIs. But what we try to do is make it equitable. This is an entire ecosystem we're trying to build around Microsoft's platform. So. Once a partner becomes GTM ready, we treat everybody the same and equitable. So we offer the same type of solutions and the same types of promotions to them. Oftentimes, the partner will choose different assets because they're looking to go to a slightly different target audience, or a slightly different. They sell differently. Some are going direct, where some are leveraging SIs, and those channels are pretty different. Yeah, we want to make sure that the solution is robust, and they have to, you know, prove that, you know, we typically do a technical evaluation to make sure that it's solid, depending on, you know, what sort of channels we go through. But there's absolutely, we want to make sure that the solution is really solid, and we'll help with that. We obviously have technical resources to help get to market or to fix issues that may come up. If you're running into a bug that you need help with, we have a host of resources that we can help there.
One last question.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's part of the ongoing kind of engagement where we'll have those conversations. It's part of, you know, we're talking to the partners weekly or monthly sometimes with these pipeline calls. I think it's going to be part of the ongoing dialogue of, you know, what are the results that we're seeing in this particular area. If you get add a, you know, a feature or two, you might be able to move into this space. But we have to be careful because we want to protect other partners who might be having those same conversations with us. So we try not to plant those seeds. We try to have that be partner-led and partner-driven. But we'll also publish at events like we have with Build. We'll also share with our broad partner audience, hey, there might be some opportunities over here. Or are you looking at the IoT space, specifically in wearables, there might be a great opportunity over here. So we try to leave it also at a very high level.
Right.
Welcome. Other questions? No? I'll be around, so if in between bites of pizza you come up with something else, let me know. I'll be around. Thanks for coming.
Who's the best?